legislative update from the House of Representatives, a weekly update from our local reps joining us here on the Weekday Wake Up. And today, House District 18 Representative Scott Heiner, also the majority floor leader this year, with a legislative update from Cheyenne. Good morning, Representative Heiner. How's Cheyenne today?
Top of the morning, Duke. Cheyenne is beautiful, sunshine, and is the Capitol building is bustling with activity right now. Very, very busy here in Cheyenne.
I can imagine. Absolutely. Well, as always, a lot we could get right into. I think we jump right into property taxes, Representative. Both the House and Senate passing their own version of a property tax bill that calls for a 50% cut with no backfill. So would like to get your thoughts on the cut proposal and also the backfill idea.
So, Duke, I want to correct you a little bit there. The House's version has backfill.
Oh.
That is the position of the House, is we want backfill. But the governor and the Senate do not want any backfill. So there's a power struggle going on. They said if we send them anything with, and we already sent them a bill that has backfill, and they said it's a showstopper, they will not let it go any further. They've sent their bill over to us that has no backfill, and we're trying to figure out a way to amend it or fix it or get backfill in another way, because the position of the House is we're not going to cause a crisis for our local communities by not having a backfill. That was not our intention from the beginning. Last year, when we attempted to pass a property tax relief bill, it was 100% backfill. So the communities, the towns, the county, special districts, all were kept whole. So that's still our position, and we're working furiously to strategize how we can get that backfill in when the governor and Senate are opposed to it.
You know, I appreciate you correcting me. I completely missed that. I had that off. And so, you know, we had this as our text and topic yesterday, and we asked our listeners if they would like to see backfill or no. And the vast majority said no. And so I'd like you to maybe speak to that more on what kind of impact the tax cut would it be expected to have on local communities? What would happen there?
So there's some counties that rely heavily on property taxes. They don't have the mineral wealth like Lincoln County has, and they don't have the reserves like Lincoln County has. So you go over to Niobrara and Weston to do a 50% property tax cut, they would be devastated. They wouldn't be able to continue half of their services. The roads wouldn't be maintained. Some of the communities said they would not be able to have any overtime with snow removal. So 5 o'clock in the afternoon, snow plows would get parked and no snow plow until 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning. So it would be devastating. Some towns said they would shut down their rec centers, have reduced hours, swimming pools, things like that. So do you remember, Duke, when the highway department lost some funding during COVID? First thing they did was they shut down the rest stops for maximum impact, and everybody was impacted by that. And I think you'll see that if we do a property tax bill with no backfill, it'll hurt the citizens. So, you know, maybe we don't give 100% backfill, but if we do 75% backfill, I think that would be appropriate. And that's what I'm advocating for. And I'm presenting a bill this morning, my own version of property tax relief that does provide backfill.
Give us more details on that bill that you're presenting this morning, along with the backfill. What else does it say?
Well, it gives 50% off for homes up to $200,000 in assessed value. And most of the homes, you know, that's without the land. So the home structure itself, that'll cover most homes, and you get 50% off. So for the average taxpayer, it's about $800 savings. And it costs the state about $75 million a year. And the money doesn't come out of our savings account. It actually comes from the funds that the governor uses. He's been using lately to further carbon capture, wind energy, and alternative green energy. So it's not helping our fossil fuels. It's helping green energy. And so I want to take that money back. And the proper place for appropriation of money by the Constitution is the legislature. So we should be in control of the purse strings and not the executive branch.
Representative Scott Heiner this morning on the Weekday Wake Up with a legislative update. Another bill that you've proposed, Representative, that passed committee this week is a bill that would make the Attorney General an elected position in the state of Wyoming. Tell us more about this bill.
So the Attorney General is supposed that's called the people's attorney, but not answering to the people. There's no incentive for that Attorney General to respond to the people's needs. So during this past federal administration, Wyoming got hit very hard from the federal government, shutting down a lot of our legacy lands, our recreation. Wyoming got impacted. It was a war on the West from the Washington, D.C. And so most of the Republican states sued the federal government, but a lot of those suits lacked Wyoming. Wyoming was conspicuously absent in all of those suits, most of those suits. A few years ago, when Wyoming wanted to export coal to Washington, to the coast, to be able to, we had a really good market for coal in Asia, and Washington state refused to let us to export through their state. And so that violates clearly the Interstate Commerce Clause, but our Attorney General did not sue. And so, you know, the Attorney General right now is appointed by the governor and serves at the pleasure of the governor and not the people. So I want 86% of the states in the United States have elected AGs, elected Attorney Generals. We're one of only a couple that have appointed. So the reason is the people's attorney should answer to the people and not to some other executive.
Representative Scott Heiner, House District 18 on the Weekday Wake Up. Representative, anything else you'd like to mention while we have you on the air today?
Well, we're doing the supplemental budget, and this is not a budget year, but every year we have a chance to tweak the budget a little bit. And that's what we're spending a lot of time on. Yesterday, my meeting started at 6 in the morning and went till about 9 o'clock at night. There were some that stayed here till midnight working on that. But budget is a big thing. We work very diligently on that to fine-tune that and meet the needs of the state while not overextending ourselves. And, you know, if we want to give some property tax relief with backfill, it's got to come from somewhere. And ideally, we can control some spending and be able to have enough money to be able to give back to the taxpayers. Because that's my goal, is to provide true relief to the taxpayer. And to do that on a consistent basis, you need to cut spending in government. So that's what we're trying to do.
Representative Scott Heiner this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. As always, appreciate your time, Representative.
Thank you very much, Duke. It's always a pleasure to be able to communicate with the citizens of Wyoming.